Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Uh-oh. The girls are fighting.
Yeah, I can understand why he's upset. Remember, he was here for a long time. You saw a man who was very happy when he stood behind the Oval desk. And even with the black eye, I said, do you want a little makeup? We'll get you a little makeup. But he said, no, I don't think so, which is interesting.
When Donald Trump offers you makeup, I don't know, good or bad choice to pass up the offer. I mean, on the one hand, the man is clearly very familiar with makeup. On the other hand, the results of that makeup are usually, to use the president's word, interesting. Tough choice. Welcome to the LA Local for Thursday, June 5th, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Jonathan Service. I know, the emerging war between Donald Trump and Elon Musk is not a Southern California story, but oh, what a story it is. Way too good to pass up. Going to keep the local short and sweet today and stick with the unprecedented fight between the president of the United States and the richest man in the world. Yeah, it's a pretty dumb battle of egos. Yeah, we all knew this was coming. Yeah, it's juvenile AF. But when two of the most consequential people in the world have a full-fledged meltdown for all the world to see, the implications are just too big to ignore. So without delay, let's break it down. This all started over differences in opinion over Trump's big, beautiful bill currently working its way through Congress. Elon Musk is not a fan, while the president seems committed to pushing this thing through in spite of all kinds of criticism really coming from both Democrats and Republicans. Musk is now calling for President Trump to be impeached. Trump is calling for the immediate cancellation of all government contracts for SpaceX. This after Musk claims that President Trump is mentioned in the Jeffrey Epstein files, which is why they haven't been made public yet. First off, let's hear our Margaret Carrero talk with UC Irvine analyst Tony Smith.
Tony, what does this say about Musk, given that he spent so much of his own money on Trump's reelection? Do you think he has buyer's remorse now?
Well, I think he may think that Trump was an old-fashioned politician, the kind that once you buy him, they stay bought. And I think Trump's a new guy. You got to constantly put money in the meter. And Musk thought he'd put enough in, but turns out not. These are two enormous egos, so it's hard to imagine them having a cooperative relationship for very long. If I were Trump, the question I would be wondering is, does Musk actually have the Epstein files, given the broad access Trump gave the Doge crew? And if Musk doesn't have them, he's really going out on a limb claiming Trump is in them. And if he does have them, this might really be a problem for Trump.
Yeah, boy. Wow. I mean, it just feels like the gloves are completely off now.
Yeah. And I'm not sure who gets custody of big balls in this divorce.
Was it only a matter of time before this relationship ended like this?
Yeah, I don't think anyone thought this was a long term thing. And both of them were in it for what you might think of as corrupt reasons. Trump wanted the 200 million or whatever it is followers Musk has on X, and he wanted the money. And Elon wanted to be an even bigger name and even more famous and to have a president jump at his will. So neither one of them did it because they like each other or they're friends or they even agree on policy. I mean, Trump barely has policy. He knows marketing slogans, but he doesn't really have policy that he's pushing. Musk's policy is the United States government should have as many contracts with his companies as possible.
Right, and that's something that the president was talking about getting rid of. Now, have you ever seen any kind of argument or dispute this wild in presidential politics?
No, and the reason is we've never seen this transactional of a president before. You give me this, I'll give you that. Well, we've never had a president that's basically sold pardons for $1 million each. We've never had a president that would say, I'm mad at you, so now I'm yanking your government contracts. It's not the way we've ever done business before, but I suspect it is the way that Musk has done business in the past and the way that Trump has always done business. Both are very transactional guys. I only like you if I know that I'm going to profit from you. Your beliefs or activities are irrelevant.
Mark Sandalow of the UC Center in Washington, D.C. gave us some further analysis. He talked about this mess with Rob Archer.
Have you ever been like in a supermarket line and you see like two customers standing in line having an outrageously obnoxious with exchange with each other, fighting maybe? Mm-hmm. And you know, you think, okay, I can't keep my eyes away, but I got to watch this. This is what it's like, except we're not talking about two people in line. We're talking about the president of the United States and the richest man in the world. I mean, these people have their levers on power, and until the last maybe 48 hours, we're closely entwined with each other and setting policy that affects the entire world. So, I mean, it's both this sort of nauseating, open fight between these two petty guys. But at the same time, there's important policy on the line.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but they both have egos. I think that is fair to say they both believe in their worldview that it is the only correct one. And some people say they're not surprised that this is happening, only that it took so long. What do you say?
I would agree that I think that everybody knew that eventually the two of them were going to get have problems with their egos. It was just a week ago that Trump was saying in the Oval Office how Musk was his friend for life, and while he was leaving his administration, he would still be around. Not to make too much fun of this, but here's how you know things have gone crazy. The voice of reason, apparently in the last couple hours, Kanye, tweeted out or X'd out or truthed out, I'm not sure what social media, bros, please know we love you both so much. When Kanye comes out as the man in the middle who is sort of the more rational voice in the room, something's wrong in the room.
Can they patch things up?
I don't understand. Here's the problem with that. Of course they could. Normally these are the kind of fights that happen behind the scene, and then there is a news report and both sides can dismiss it as fake news and exaggerated, and they can stand arm in arm even if they were at fists moments earlier. But this is so out in public, and at the root of it is some serious policy. I mean, what Elon Musk is complaining about is that the Donald Trump Republican budget, which is going through Congress right now, is going to blow up the national debt and is irresponsible, as he says, it's going to cause a recession. And Trump basically says, yeah, that's because we spend too much money on things like Elon Musk. And this goes back and forth. So I think, of course, they could patch it up, but it makes people, and it's one of the reasons people don't like Washington. How can you take either of them seriously and their expressions of support and love 1 week ago when this is happening in public today? It makes it all feel like political BS.
Political analyst Mark Sandalow from the University of California's Washington Center. Thanks so much for being here.
Political BS. There's not much more I can say or add at this point without getting into trouble, so I'm going to call it a show right here and now. But no matter what your politics, can we maybe all agree that this is simply no way to run a rational democracy? This has been the LA Local for Thursday, June 5th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Pray for the Republic. See you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.